Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God, and welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. And again, Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. And the scripture reads as follows: Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord of hosts. The word of the Lord is blessed. Let us pray. Merciful Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus. We stand under the blood covering of our Savior and under the flow of your grace. We first ask that you forgive us of our sins and the things that we have done to offend you. We ask that you wash us, cleanse us, and purify us so we can praise you without any interference or hindrance. And we forgive right now those who have offended us. And God, we receive your forgiveness, and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you this morning, and we enter your gates with thanksgiving. And we are called by your name, and we have digested your life-changing words. Now we are ready to praise you, Lord, with the fruit of our lips. Thank you for allowing us to taste and see that you are good. Even when we don't understand, Lord, you are still good. When we hurt on the inside, Lord, you're good and your mercy endures forever. No matter the outcome in every situation, Lord, you are good and you will never fall short of your word. So we declare with boldness that we will trust you. In the good times, we will trust you. In the difficult seasons, God, we will trust you. When our faith is on trial, we will trust you. When we don't understand your thoughts and your ways, we will trust you because you are good and your mercy endures forever. God, we press our way in the spirit this morning because this is our time of need. And you told us to come boldly to your throne of grace where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Father, we always need you. You are present help in our time of trouble. So God, we thank you. We thank you that you are the sustainer of our lives. And God, we give you glory because we live and move and have our being in you. So this is our time of need. We need you now. We declare according to your word that this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're grateful that you smiled on us this morning and you have given us another opportunity to lift our voices in praise and adoration. And God, even right now, for those who may be down in the spirit, for those who need this moment of prayer to be encouraged, we thank you, Father, that you are the lifter of our heads. And even now, you're lifting the heads so that we can look up and look to the hills to see you, God, because our help comes from you. And God, we thank you that as we lift up our heads and look, God, in the spirit, help is on the way, God. We thank you that you're moving even right now. You're worthy of our praise. And Father, we come to give you glory this morning. This is a moment of worship and praise. We come to declare who you are in the face of everything that may or may not be going on, God. You're worthy this morning. And that's why we come to worship and to fellowship to give you the praise and glory that's due to your holy name. Because your name is great and your mercy towards us endures forever. Lord, the Bible declares that you stand watch over your word, ready to perform it. So we give you praise today for being a faithful God, and we are grateful that you are not a man. Lord, if you declare it, you'll do it. If you speak it, you'll make it good. Your word cannot return to you void, and it must produce what you have spoken. Lord, we ask that you speak from eternity even now. Speak peace. Speak understanding. Lord, speak healing and peace to our minds. God, we ask that you speak comfort over us as you send help from your sanctuary and strength out of Zion. Lord, speak over us so your word can move with swift divine authority and power to make a difference for our good and your glory. While we wait on you, Lord, we will stand on your promises and bless your holy name with all that is within us. We declare this morning that you are the promise keeper, and we thank you for all the days of our lives. You're so faithful, and you daily load us with benefits. We thank you for every blessing, every new mercy, and every benefit that you have given to us. God, if it were possible for us to count our blessings, we would name them one by one. So we simply thank you for blessing us exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We worship at your throne, and we thank you for the marvelous things that you have done. We thank you for the new victory, for giving us a new song, for the new things that you're doing. Even now as we pray, God, blessings are overtaking us in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you're winning every battle by your right hand and your holy arm and your saving power. God, we bless you right now for the exceeding greatness of your power. We praise you for setting limits on our trials and tests and for bringing us out with great substance. Father, we give you glory for placing a hedge of protection around us and for canceling every sifting assignment of the enemy, even, Father, the plots and plans that people plan against us, that the enemy has, Father, brought against us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, because you go before us as a consuming fire. You cover us on every side. And God, you give us the ability to hear even the secret conversations so that we will know, God, what to do, how to act, and how to stand. So, God, we stand on your word this morning. We thank you, Father, that we stand under the floor of your grace and that your purpose for our life shall prevail in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that you've spoken life over us with your mighty voice. So we line up this morning to your clarion call, and we hear you in the spirit saying, live and declare the works of the Lord. So that's what we do this morning, God. We will declare the works of the Lord. We will speak your word. And God, we bless your name, and we now enter your courts with praise. Father, we praise you this morning for having the final word in every situation, being the final authority. Even when we have questions and don't understand why things happen that are contrary to our faith, Lord, we praise you that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God, we magnify you because you are always in control, and things are not always as they appear in our limited vision. So we ask this morning, in the name of Jesus, that you open our eyes and give us vision today from your perspective. And we bless your name, God, and we praise you because the windows of heaven are open to us and the doors of defeat are closed to us. God, you're making a way even now out of no way. You're making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God, I hear your word this morning declaring to your people, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? God, thank you for quickening us in the spirit this morning to know that now it shall spring forth. The things that the people of God are believing you for, now it shall spring forth. It is so at this very moment in this hour of prayers. We press and declare in the heavens, Father. We thank you that you're pouring it out even now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we live by faith based on every word that proceeds from your mouth, and we believe your report. Your report declares that victory is ours through Jesus Christ, healing, prosperity, protection, and every provision that you have declared in your holy word is our covenant right and divine benefit today in the name of Jesus. For those who are sick among us, we declare by faith that we are healed in Jesus' name. By his stripes, we are healed. For those who are, Father, facing financial challenges, we declare that we are rich and our needs are abundantly supplied according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, whatever that need is, even if we can't see it in the natural, thank you that, Father, that you're rich in glory and that you're going to make a way out of no way. Thank you for moving that situation and for giving us a suddenly blessing in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, you delight in the prosperity of your servants, and you give us the ability to create wealth. You are our provider, you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You are our portion, and we trust you to help us and to be our deliverer. For those who are perplexed and troubled on every side, we receive, God, your peace that surpasses all understanding. As we face and stand against the subtle and fierce attacks from the enemy, we plead the blood of Jesus and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every lying tongue shall be condemned and silenced in the name of Jesus. Lord, in every situation, we declare that we are more than conquerors, and we have the victory in Jesus' name. So we face this day with holy boldness, and we declare that great and mighty is our God. You're well able, and our boast is in you. By faith, we believe that you will supply our needs and turn back the forces of darkness that war against us both day and night. Lord, you prevail, and we prevail as we persist in prayer and as we stand on your word. Lord, we pause right now to rest in your safety and to receive your perfect peace as our minds stay focused on you. We stand under your covering grace and mercy, and we rebuke the spirit of fear. Lord, your blood covering extends from heart to heart across this prayer line, and we shout unto you this morning with a voice of triumph. For you are the true and living God, and you are holy. You are our strong tower. You are our defender. You are the maker of heaven and earth. You are the King of glory. God, we feel your presence right now. Holy Ghost, we feel you this morning, and we thank you for being present, for living in us, Christ within us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you this morning. You are here to heal, to restore, to bless, to stabilize our minds, and to help us in this hour. And God, we receive every provision from your hand, the blessing, and we give you praise. Lord, we lift up our hands and we worship you under this present glory. We thank you, Lord, for the joy that you're releasing to us right now. Weeping may have endured last night, but we have your joy this morning. And we declare that everything is already all right because we are in your safety, Lord, where you keep us and bless us as only you can. Father, we praise you because we're in your secret place where the enemy cannot find us. He's not welcome there, but we're qualified and we're, Father, redeemed by the blood of Christ. So thank you for, Father, restoring us, for redeeming us, for lifting us up, for placing us on a rock, for seating us in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And we thank you for allowing us to come into your secret place so we can worship you in spirit and in truth. So we bless you, Lord, for assuring us that we cannot be stopped and that we will not die one second before you determine that it's our time for us to transition from labor to reward. Our purpose, our lives, and our times are hidden in you, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for another day that you have blessed us with the gift of life. We thank you now for our daily assignments, our influence. And we bless your name for measuring out grace sufficient for us to be successful in all that you have assigned to our hands. Father, we stand against sin in all its forms, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, we ask that you give us discernment to see all the ways of the enemy that will cause us to offend the blood of Jesus, your grace, and the Holy Spirit who lives in us. We pray a prayer of deliverance this morning over your people. Every habit, we call it broken now. God, every stronghold, we pull it down now. We tear it down in the spirit in the name of Jesus. And give us vision to see those things that are taking up times in our lives that should be devoted to you. Lord, we ask that you break every habit, break every binding cord, break every addiction, break every chain this morning under this anointing. And it is so. It is so in Jesus' name. Thank you for freedom right now, Lord. It because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We lay our all on the altar of sacrifice this morning, and we ask that you purify us, release your anointing in our lives right now. Saints of God, receive it. Receive it this morning. Oh, God, we ask that you release your anointing over us right now. Thank you for transforming us, for renewing our minds, God. We thank you for your glory this morning as you transition us from faith to faith. We ask that you help us to crucify this flesh today and all of its ungodly desires in the name of Jesus, because we hunger and thirst after righteousness this morning. And thank you, according to your word, that you're filling us even now. Lord, let your spirit flow down. Let it flow right now. Holy Father, we declare by faith that things are moving in the heavens in response to our faith-filled prayer, and our praise is shifting the atmosphere. God, we reverence your presence, and we give you full legal authority to search our hearts, enter into our secret places, purge every thought, every way that is not like you in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, as we prepare to go into the world, God, thank you for going before us. Thank you for equipping us as we put on the full armor of God. And as we give you praise, we seal this prayer in faith, and we just say thank you. We, Father, declare that you're great and you're greatly to be praised. Thank you for another day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for power. Thank you for strength. And God, thank you for the Holy Ghost who lives in us. Oh, God, we just give you glory this morning. And thank you for this day. And Father, we just bless your name. And God, we thank you that you're King and you're in control. We rebuke fear and worry. Father, we pray even now for the President of the United States. Turn his heart. Let him know that you're God, Lord above all. And Father, thank you that you reign above your people, and you're the blessed, the one who will bless us and keep us always. Our faith and trust is in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Saints, as a final word, be encouraged today. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Believe God. Believe his word. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. Believe in his word, and you shall be established. God bless you. Go in peace. Walk by faith and not by what you see.